Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me. Happy New Year. 2020. I love the ring. I love the ring of that year, 2020. That means it's going to be a good one. So, you wrote your New Year's resolution down, and in 2021, you're going to look back and say, man, I made it happen. Well, add this resolution to your list. Get your head on straight. Today's show is the question, is your head on straight, and the consequences of not having your head on straight. Now, this concept lurks throughout all dimensions of medicine, but nobody's head is on straight, so they don't get it. I do. That's why I do the show for you. So welcome 2020. Is your head on straight? Number one, are you a clencher? If you're a clencher, you clench your teeth and grind. I don't care what you have in your mouth. You're in trouble. There's number one. Number two, are your teeth in your mouth in such a way that you don't have a symmetrical bite? Meaning all the teeth touch the teeth. This is so overlooked. You wouldn't know. You're sitting there right now going, well, maybe I got to find this out. And so you're looking in the mirror and you're putting your teeth together. You don't know even how to do that. We got to get into that today. Is your bite symmetrical? Last person to ask is your orthodontist. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Because at the end, you know, when the braces come off, if the bite's not symmetrical, they're never going to tell you. And the reason they're not going to tell you is the orthodontist just fixes you aesthetically. He has no knowledge and no real concern because he has no knowledge because it's not within his scope of practice, so to speak, as to whether or not your teeth really have that kind of asymmetry. That means all your teeth touch your other teeth, meaning the top teeth touch the bottom teeth. And this is a particular concern with the Bucky Beavers, the teeth to the side of the Bucky Beavers, to the side of the side of the Bucky Beavers, to the side of the side of the side of the side. If you were numbering the teeth, you'd say tooth number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The top six teeth need to be in perfect symmetry with the bottom six. Like what's not the case if your teeth are buck. Buck teeth is not what I'm talking about. So this also includes the back teeth. All the teeth have to touch beautifully. Now, I told you I was going to start the one-hour show again, so I'm going to add a half an hour show to this, but you have to get to the website straighttalk.cc. This allows me to get more deeply into the concepts, which some of you don't like, but others of you crave. And so I'm putting the half an hour show back on. I've got the time to do it, so I'm going to do it. So hit the website straighttalk.cc later on today. There'll be more on this whole subject. But let's get into the topicals right now so nobody gets too confused. Symmetry of the bite, not what you got when you got buck teeth. So many of us had braces, so we didn't have buck teeth because buck teeth are not aesthetically pleasing, so the story goes. Buck teeth, crooked teeth, so on and so forth. Many people have their teeth straightened out and their teeth still don't touch. Those of you born with a receding chin, the mandible just didn't develop, so the lower teeth didn't come out enough to touch the top teeth. This is a big problem. The other problem is those of you whose heads squeezed down the birth canal and you got your heads squashed in. Wow. Did I just drop the 2020 bomb? That's right. Coming down the birth canal as such, you may very, very simply have had your head squeezed like in a vise. That vise being your mom's vaginal walls, which didn't want to separate, or your head was so big that they couldn't, and so on and so forth. And as is with many, if that's the case, your head gets squashed like as in a vise. This is no good, my friends. Your head's never on straight after that. Your palate becomes too narrow after that. So you grow up with a narrow palate, and that narrow palate has very serious consequences higher up in your cranial bones. So I put a picture on the website. For now, I just put one picture, and that picture is of the cranial bones, so you can get a good sense of what that actually looks like. The cranium is many bones. Bones you can touch and bones you can't touch. And if that cranium is compressed because it was compressed down the birth canal, then your brain never works correctly. Ta-da. Sorry to tell you that. But I only tell you that because you can do something about that. You can go to an orthodontist who does palate expansion. And even if you're an adult, you can get the palate expanded. You can change the shape of your face. And you can change the shape of your skull. Part of it is orthodontics. Part of it is deep cranial manipulation and everything that goes with that, which I don't and can't get into in a half an hour. I can't even get into it in an hour. I can't even get into it in a course. There's a lot of stuff that goes into changing the shape of your skull and changing the shape of your face. And you might suspect that. So that's the deal. Number one, is your bite symmetrical? And if it's not, there are the consequences. Number one, again, in other words, another very important point, head trauma. Head trauma. If you've had your head hit, I mean, how hard hit? Hit knocked unconscious, hit in car accidents, hit in football, hit in sports, just hit for fun, like that movie years ago, right? The Fight Club, Ed Norton and I think Brad Pitt, right? Yeah, you just beat each other up. People like to do that today on the dance floor. They punch each other. Real smart. But you're going to have head trauma along the way. And if you've had head trauma and that head has not gone back on straight, you're in trouble. And we see lots of disease, especially cancer or neurodegenerative conditions. Had a lady on a few weeks ago, calls in East Coast, real wise guy, you know, she knows everything because she read a few books. Typical dum-dum. And she's in bad shape. She, I won't get into it. She's got a neurodegenerative disease. Multiple sclerosis, they're telling her. She's got holes in her brain. And of course, she doesn't want to make the connection between that and a serious car accident. You must understand. You get into a serious car accident, you have head trauma, you have a disease within a year, look at your head. It was on straight. It ain't on straight anymore. And this is not that complicated if you can get your brain out of the way. And for those of you who want double-blind placebo studies that prove this unequivocally, such that you can like lay it down in front of your neurologist with that proud face because you have a peer-reviewed journal substantiating my claim, forget it. Get hip to that one. The best things in life are free because they're right in front of your face. But your big fat head is in the way and you can't see them. That is the deal, my friend. You observe this clinically. When I get people to change their bite with braces or expand their palate, their life changes. Everyone that's done it, things happen. And I've had dentists, orthodontists, who don't want to get involved with this concept because it's outside their scope and they're very nervous about having their licenses revoked. And there's no criticism there. They just notice over 10 or 20 years that when you take a crooked face and straighten it out, things happen incidental to aesthetics that are ultimately far more important. And this is my point. We observe this. We invented osteopathic medicine. We invented chiropractic. What's that? Let's just say it's manipulation of your head. And we invented it to straighten out your head when your head's not on straight anymore. And we attached a bunch of big shot words to it like cervical subluxation and the cranial rhythm and all this stuff. And if you don't know what you're talking about or you're not really insightful, you think these are different terms, each of which has its own meaning and blah, blah. And it doesn't. It just means your head's not on straight anymore. Occiput C1, C2 have moved out of position. Ethmoid, sphenoid, temporal bone, blah, blah, are not resonating in relationship to each other correctly. So the whole kit and caboodle of osteopathic and chiropractic medicine, you could sum up in one word, in one sentence. It means getting your head back on straight when it's been knocked off your block. You grew up with a stern set of parents, and so you got belted in the head quite a few times before puberty. Your head's not on straight. In the ideal of medicine, you ought to be checking your head every day. I know if my head goes out, I know if my bite goes out, and it takes nothing more than a yawn and a stretch to put it back on. Yeah, I know. I don't need to go to the chiropractor or the osteopath or the orthodontist. I can do it myself easily. I'm doing it right now. I just did it to my jaw. I really just did it to my jaw. Animals do this all day long. When your animal yawns, it's putting its head back on straight. When your animal stretches, you got to get this. You got to bring it in more deeply. Here's the flag. If your bite's off, if you've had a lot of head trauma, if you have health issues, they're related. I don't care if it's a bunion. I don't care if it's knee pain. I don't care if it's bone cancer. Once the head is gone, the rest of the body will follow. Here's another one. Anterior head carriage. Now, you've heard me yak about this before, but not perhaps in quite the same context. As you age, the head comes forward. As you age, you lose your head. We call it aging. Grandpa doesn't know where he is. Well, what do you want, Mabel? He's 86. He's not supposed to know where his head is at 86. Right. See, we make up all sorts of excuses. And in the end, we're ignorant. Don't be ignorant. The head is not supposed to move forward as you age. It moves forward, anterior head carriage, because you let it do that, because you have no concept of what health is really about. So one of the things, one of your prerogatives at 60 or 70 or 50 or whenever you decide to get serious about this, get radical about this. See, these are radical concepts. Not because your animals aren't taking care of it each and every day. Not because your children live in health. That's not what makes this radical. Getting back to your child, your inner child, is not a radical thing to do, is it? No. Not if you put it that way. But it's radical because no one has the time. Because you get up, you go to work, you come home, you rest a little, have dinner, hang out with the kids, the whoever else, and then you go to bed. And then you get up Saturdays for chores, Sundays for worship, and you have no time. That's the sucker punch of life. You have no time. Have one less kid, make time. Have no kids, make time. Take a day off from work, make time. Buy a cheaper car, make time. Live in a tent, make time. Whoa, what did I just do? I indicted the entire gamut of society. Well, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you're new to the show, my claim is you're dead. That's right. Welcome 2020. I'm there. I'm saying it. I don't care what the consequence is at this point. The statistics are in. I don't like them. The ecosystems are disappearing. I don't like the result. You live in Southern California. You're being exposed to a dwindling, diminishing ecosystem and a concentration of poisons unknown in the history of our gene pool. And then the topper, radiation. And that's going to be one of my next shows, radiation. The amount of radiation we are receiving is going to exterminate us. And if you're not going to be exterminated, you're definitely going to be in a clone. And that's what your common daily experience is. You get in the car, you're a clone. You go to work, you're a clone. It's the clones talking to the clones. Nobody says hello. Nobody trusts anybody. Nobody does anything. And then we all huddle into our own little cult groups. Our own little cult groups. Right, at church. Or our little secret clubs. Or whatever it is. And we look at each other and go, thank God we know each other. And that's what everybody's doing. We make these little mini identities, but we're very aware of the divisiveness and of the separation. And that's what you call the matrix. And without an ecosystem to glue us all together, we are in a matrix. And that ecosystem is disappearing every second as the radiation grows and grows and grows. I'd call it revelation. I'd call it the dark times. Boy, am I just a barrel of laughs? Am I not? You've already shut the radio. You don't want to hear it. Okay, I got you. No problem. But sooner or later, you got to deal with it. You do. You can run, but you can't hide. And we're about there. We're about there, my friends. That's right. All you got to do is get radical about your health. Put health on the A list. That means smaller house, smaller car. Kids don't go to the better school. School's a joke anyway. It's a joke. Grammar school, high school, all of them, private school, Catholic school, Christian school, Jewish school, Muslim school. They all stink. We're not doing education anymore. It's gone. You got to wake up. So what can I give you, being the barrel of laughter that I am, with all the good news that I am? I can give you this. We have ways of compensating. Those ways of compensating include fix your bite. They include widen your palate. Those ways include looking into these things to see who does that. These things include, well, I've spent about $500,000 across 450 shows. 450 shows explaining these concepts. Get in to the website. That's straighttalk.cc. It's free. You like free. Nobody should pay for anything. It's a very American concept. It's all free. Well, my shows are free. I used to charge. Now they're free. Learn about what to do about occiput C1, C2, the cranial rhythms. Learn the context in which I welcome those of you who are available to come to my school. And when I have classes, I announce them. Not today. I'm not in the mood. But I offer you the education if you'll put health on the A list and get tuned in. Because the payoff is much. The payoff is much. There's much payoff to do this. Anterior head carriage is a matter of constriction of the scalenes. But that's a matter of constriction in the thoracics. But that's a matter of an incompetent psoas. But that's a matter of the feet aren't on the floor correctly. And you guessed it, you have to address your structure as a whole effectively. Connect to the belly of the muscle, pull the tendon, decompress the joint, take out the adhesion, and feel the weight shift as you engage the process in which you realign yourself. And the second, my friend, you go out of balance, a bell will go off in your head. Your brain will say, hey, I'm out. Put me back in, and you'll do so. I know this is Chinese. This is a foreign language you don't understand. No, it's not, because you're watching your animals do it every single day. Just letting you let that, you know, that uncomfortable silence on radio. Maybe the Russians have attacked. Just let that sink in. You can reverse anterior head carriage, but you have to know how to release yourself. You can widen your palate. We have orthodontists that do this. You can definitely straighten your teeth. You can know when your head's out and you can put it back on, because it is a feeling that comes with it. When the head goes off, you don't feel right. When the head goes back on, you do feel right. You don't understand what I'm saying. You need to learn. That's why I give you 450 shows. Today's show 450. All right, now here's another one. EMF, radiation, the hits that the brain takes, number four. The amount of radiation your brain is exposed to each day is enough to shut it down. The earrings you wear, the jewelry you wear, where you put your body in front of a computer all day, the amount of TV or computer light you take into your brain shuts it down. What are you going to do? You've got to have a practice in nature to suck out the radiation. And that practice in nature, if you can, should be in one of the phenomenons of nature. A clear blue ice-cold ocean near a sea cave is a phenomenon of nature. A rainbow is a phenomenon of nature. Cut a hole in the lake and go into the water is a phenomenon of nature. The crest of a wave is a phenomenon of nature. A tide pool is a phenomenon of nature. A deep, deep deciduous forest is a phenomenon of nature. A redwood tree is a phenomenon of nature, and so on and so forth. A rainbow is a phenomenon of nature. Put yourself close to a rainbow 2 to 3 times a year. Yeah, yeah, how do you do that? Well, I got to do another show on that then. It's just common sense. Look into it. You figure it out. Go to where there's lots of rainbows and get to know those areas and have relationship in that terrain. From my office right now, I know a place in the sky where I've seen at least 15 rainbows over the last 6 or 7 years. I know how the clouds form to produce the rainbow. This Thanksgiving, I was up at Crystal Cove, and I almost got in the water. There was a sewer break, a sewer main break, so I couldn't go in the water. But I was so robbed. I was sitting there in this little cafe, and I went outside. I made the whole restaurant come outside. All the workers came outside because we had a double rainbow. Does anybody remember this on Thanksgiving? And I was supposed to be in the water that day. Today, the water was cold. It must be 57, 56 degrees. Don't read those stupid things online. Do you know they pump those numbers in from Kansas? I was up at the Crystal Cove State Park recently, and they had this chalkboard outside the depot where the ranger is, and it was telling me the water temperature. And I'm like, wait a second. I was just in the water. That's wrong. And so I said to the attendant there, I know the attendants, I said, where do you get that from? It's coming from Central America, meaning Kansas. You want to know what the water temperature is? Take your ocean thermometer and stick it in the water. I will guarantee you, because I do it. It was like 56, 55, 57 degrees today. That's not so cold, but it's pretty cold. If you're in that at sunrise at 8 a.m. and there's a rainbow there, that's what you want. That's how you neutralize that stuff. And don't believe all the mumbo jumbo, these pendants these bozos make. You know, some guy with half a physics degree makes some sort of a jewel. Or that garbage about that genius in the back alley that no one's ever heard of that has this discovery that he's trying to launch but can't, that no one will believe but him. And it neutralizes the EMF, because when you feel it, when you put it on, you feel it. I've been through this so many times over 20 years, I could vomit. It's just not true. You want to neutralize the EMF, get into the phenomenons of nature. You'll feel it. Test my theory. Go through a month or two. Some of you in industry know this. When you're on just too many jets, like the boss says, you know, hunker on down. You've got a lot of international flight. Do that two or three times a month. Feel yourself so sick of radiation, you feel like you're going to die. And then take any one of my suggestions, and you'll feel this stuff drain out of you. Get rid of the EMF. Get rid of the anterior head carriage. Fix the bite. Make it symmetrical. And learn to pull your occiput away from C1 by yourself like your animals. Keep your head on straight for 2020. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Okay. That's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.
Okay, part two. Welcome, Happy New Year. I'm out of prison. I don't mean prison, literally. The prison of academics, where I have to sit there and listen to people who don't understand what they're talking about pretend that they do. At least for a year now, I'm going to stay out of academia. That's 2.5 years, hardcore. A lot of concepts I need to get to you. So we're going to do the 1 hour show, half an hour at least, this way. And we'll see where we go. So the show today is your head on straight, the damage you do when your head is not on straight. Big, everybody misses this. And then everybody else says, yeah, I get it. And when you watch them work with it, they don't get it. So bottom line is this, you got to have a real respect, a deep respect for the cranial rhythm. You got to know what that means. And you got to know what that means in your experience. If you look at picture 19, there's your skull. And your skull's a bunch of bones. Just look at it. Each one of those colored bones. But really, it's picture 20 that does it. If you look at picture 20 now, that's the bones separated. And those bones move. And when they move, your brain gets massaged. Now, that's it in a nutshell. We could be a lot more technical about that. I am on other shows, but I don't want to do that for today. I just want to say the brain moves. It pumps. It gets pumped by the cranial bones. Blah, blah. And when that doesn't happen, you're in a lot of trouble. Now look at picture 21. When you clench, there's a clench pattern. Lots of people have that wear pattern. Lots of people clench. And no, the night guards that they put in there, they don't stop clenching. They stop grinding. But when you clench, and there's a classic wear pattern of a clencher there on 21, when that happens to you, your brain's off when you sleep instead of on. When you sleep, that brain through the hypothalamic, pituitary, blah, blah, is supposed to be scanning every single reaction in the body. But this is not a particulate thing. This is an energetic thing. What do I mean? You meet somebody on a train and you end up marrying them. You meet somebody on a train and the first thing you do is you get up and you walk away. You cannot understand that phenomenon in a particulate biochemical sense. It's asinine to do that. That's a biophysical moment. That's a moment where things way more finite and particulate and tiny than the chemistry we have to understand them occurs. And that's what you have to understand about the hypothalamus. It's doing that all the time. If it's getting pumped. And if you're not pumping it because you're clenching and grinding all night, you're in trouble. Then there's occlusion. Now, look at this person, 17. Look at that picture, picture number 17. You got a bite like that, you will suffer. And nobody is going to tell you that. Look how beautiful that mouth is. I think that's a woman. I hope that's a woman after what I just said. That looks like a woman's mouth, though. Beautiful gums, beautiful teeth. She's in a lot of trouble. I don't know who that is. I just pulled that off Google. I don't know who that is. She's in a lot of trouble. That's cancer. That's anything you want to call it. Somebody gives you 200 pounds and says, put it on your back and carry it around the rest of your life. When you get sick, you have to relate that to the 200 pounds you carry. Use your head. So let me ask you a question then. Why are people always looking for what caused it? Why are you looking for what caused it? You got a problem. You want to know what caused it. Like there's something specific to what your complaint is that caused it. That's what we have to make people stop doing, thinking that way. That is so ass backwards. What you do when you get sick is find out what burdens you, not what caused it, but what burdens you, and lift those burdens systematically based on logistics, time, money, energy, you know what I mean? That's how you cure. But this notion of you got breast cancer, you got prostate cancer, you have an autoimmune disease, you got chronic back pain, you got whatever you got and what caused it, get rid of that. I mean, do it, but don't put a lot of weight on that. The way you go about it is what burdens you and how do you address those burdens? Because that's what caused it. And furthermore, once you fix what you unburden yourself of, don't expect your problem to go away. This is another thing people do. Show 150, 450 shows trying to get through people's heads. They're indoctrinated, poisoned heads. And if you think I'm talking about the AMA, please think again. I'm not talking about the AMA. I'm not talking about medical doctors. I'm not talking about the hospitals. I'm talking about natural medicine. I'm talking about your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, your nutritionist, your yogic, your massage therapist. Collectively, they're not getting you the picture because they're feeding this stupidity inside you that's looking for an it. So when I'm talking about a bite like this, if this woman walks in my office, I don't care what she's got, that bite's got to get fixed. Now, it may not get fixed now, it may have to get fixed later. It all depends, but the point is, you don't get out of what you got when you got a bite like that. Because your head is off, your brain is upside down. Now here's someone with a decent bite, picture 21. But that person, that guy, that's a guy, clenches. You can see that. Look what he's done. There are people that do both. Look at picture 18. That's a palate expander. We like to get the kids when they're young. This is not a young kid. This is an adult. See those cavities? This is an adult. They got some good-sized cavities. But they're getting their palate expanded. God bless them. You don't have that palate expanded, you're in trouble. See this guy? Look at 14. Picture 14. There's Josiah Willard Gibbs. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. One of the fathers of physical chemistry. Professor at Yale. His dad was a famous theologian. Josiah Willard Gibbs. Willard! Remember Willard? Most of you were, well, some of you were too young to remember Willard. That was the guy in charge of the rats. At any rate, this guy was, he's genius. Look at that face. Look how narrow that head is. His health always sucked. Died in his 60s. His health sucked. Look at his head. You see that? That's what I'm talking about. You got a head like that, your mouth is off. Your brain is off. Look at this guy in 23. That's Perrine, Jean Perrine. Perrine, I'm not French. The guy in the middle, that's a spooky dude. That's his son on his to the right. And on the left is Jablonski. Those guys did some fascinating work in chemoluminescence. It's compounds absorb light and then reflect the rest of the light out of them. So they say absorb red and they reflect green. You don't see light absorb, you just see a green phosphorescence. I just threw that in there because the guy in the middle, what a mug. These scientists are very intense. Number one, you clench. Number two, symmetry of bite. I didn't, but I should have put an excellent bite on. But you know what an excellent, a perfect bite looks like? All the teeth touch in a relaxed cranium. Then there's the other thing that kills you. Picture 12. There you are on your wedding day on your left. Then when you're 50 or 60, and then when you're 80. It's the end of your head. You've lost your head. Right? It takes some serious work to straighten that out. I was checking a few websites out earlier that claim they fix that, and I was looking at, you know, what they apply to fix it. You know, you got to cut me a little slack, gang. Because when I do that and I see what these bozos are suggesting, how am I not supposed to get sarcastic? How? I mean, they're kind of on the right track. There was one guy that had a site that kind of showed you some good stretches, but they're so off. Yeah, what's my solution? I get 450 shows, Jack. Listen to them. What? I'm going to tell you how to do it? I'm going to tell you how to reverse that? What? In a class? In a radio show? You're on drugs if you think that. To take your decay that creates anterior head carriage and pull your head back into place requires a conditioning. Nothing for nothing. You don't produce a miracle like that until it's done. Meaning until you pay the price. I don't mean financially. Until you learn what you need to learn to allow yourself to inhabit that capability within yourself, because it's there, but you don't just like read a book on it and it happens, or watch a video or listen to me. I'm here to tell you it's done. It is possible. Yeah, come see me. I'll move you back into place. You're going to work your ass off for a good year or two. It's the way it goes. Find yourself a couple of $100 a week. Because I got to get paid. Right? Nothing for nothing. And then you can find out that miracle inside yourself. Now, the easy way, I'm always looking for an easy way. I realize people don't have, you know, $200-$300 a week disposable cash. A lot of people do. And kiss off if you don't think you do, because what you piss your money away on, if you didn't, you'd have that $200 or $300 a week. So I don't even want to hear it out of you. But let me say this. For those of you who really just don't have it, that's why I'm going back to the hour show. But you got to integrate it by listening to a lot of shows. The other thing I'm going to do, I'm putting together a team of 20 people. You got to find $50 a week. It costs you $200 a month. And every month, online, webinar style, I'm putting together 15 to 20 people. And I'm going to move the ball of health with every one of them. But everyone's getting interested in everybody. Everybody's talking to everybody. Everybody's sharing with everybody. And I want to do this. I want to do this bad. I want to prove that people can do this. Because I can't fight the way the world is going. You see, you don't have the time, and you do, but you don't, and you won't. And it's for out-of-state people. Out-of-state people. I'm doing it for the out-of-state people who can't come to my classes. My classes don't even do it. They dance with it. But they don't really get into it. And they can see me in the class every 6 weeks. We could have discussions, forums, but people don't do it. So what I want to do is put together 15 to 20 people. I'll go all over the world to get my 15 or 20. And once we make that model work, it'll grow. Anterior head carriage. There is another way you lose your head. Add to that clenching. Add to that a bad bite. You're dead at 50. You won't make it. Then we have head trauma. I didn't put the pictures on the head trauma thing, but I want you to imagine the occipital bone. In fact, yes, we can do a little better with that. Picture 19. That green bone in the back, the green bone in the back, that's the occipital bone. You can look at that occipital bone in another way on picture 20. Actually, I love it. Look at picture 20, lower left-hand side. It just says occipital. That bone, underneath that bone, they don't show you this. Sorry, I don't have it. Underneath that bone is the first and second cervical vertebra. When you get hit in the head, those bones, those vertebra move. And when they move forward towards the nose, they start to compress the dural sheath of the upper cervical spinal cord. So there's that occipital bone. Again, I will apologize for not putting more pictures on. That occipital bone, when you have head trauma, the first and second cervical vertebra below the occipital bone, not viewed though, they're not there. You have to imagine it. Those bones move forward towards your nose and they start compressing the dural sleeve, the dural sheath of the upper cervical spine. And when that happens, you're dead. I mean, you're just done. When I say you're dead, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, look at the picture. Where the heck's the picture? Anterior head carriage. There it is. 12. Look at that picture. By the time you're in the middle, or worse yet, to the extreme right on that picture, everything you get is related to that. You want to talk about a harmful burden? You want to talk about a toxic load? You want to talk about something that's going to influence you so negatively and yet so powerfully that you have to think about that in relationship to any problem you have. Look at that. All right. Let's take a look at a few pictures here. Just for fun, let's go to picture 5. This thing on stem cells. I'm doing a seminar next Sunday. The seminar is on stem cells, bone marrow, the pineal gland, all one unit. And that marrow, if you look at that top piece there, where you see the thigh bone and it's red and then it ends up being yellow, that's happening to every bone in your body. The red marrow is being replaced by fatty marrow, scarred marrow, useless marrow. That marrow, yellow fatty marrow, binds your poisons. You replace your stem cell reservoir. You replace your source with toxic goop. Welcome to the world, my friends. Take it up with the Lord when you get there. Ask him, what the hell is going on? It's the deal, my friends. You're 70, you don't have any stem cells left. You're 60, you don't have any stem cells left. Yes, but the Lord to the rescue. Within you is the capacity to absorb frequencies, to change it from yellow back to red. You like that. I haven't met anyone that's really done it yet. But you can. You can. Why can I say that? What double-blind placebo studies done? People do break the time barrier. We've seen that with the yogics. I've studied it enough to where I'm cusping it. I'm cusping it. I'm 62. I look younger than my age. I sound younger than my age, don't I? You're damn right. My skin is younger than my age. And I got a few things to take care of. And now that I'm out of prison, I'll be able to do that. You see? Academia is prison. Learning is beautiful. The educational institutions are death chambers. It's another screw. It's another screw. Yeah, I know. There's no such thing, right? Yeah. I'm from Catholic school. The Catholics, when I was a kid, were all concerned about mortal sin. Mortal sin. I grew up with nuns in black robes beating kids mercilessly. And I am not kidding you. Valerie Roman something. I can't tell you the full name. I saw her get beaten. Dale M. I saw him get beaten. I saw people get really beaten. A bunch of teachers would, you know, occasionally nuns try to beat me. I took some hard punches. But I was just tough. I was a tough kid. And after you punched me a few times, you got the feeling that if I got too angry, I was going to murder you. And they were right. I am not one of those kids. If I had taken the abuse that I saw some of these kids take, they would have been dead nuns. They would have been sprawled all over the floor like jackals ate their guts out. And so I escaped it. I got attacked, but they'd leave me alone after a while. I think they hurt their hands on my head. But it was bad. And I say this because what was going on? You had mortal sin and they were going to beat you to death to get you to reform. And there's all these lies were fed. Like your marrow's just got to go in that dastardly direction and there's nothing you can do. And then when they give you a sense of what you can do about it, it's all Bozo the Clown anyway. So even when you take a shot, you don't get any of the data. If any of you are listening to this show and it's the first, second, or third time or whatever it is for you, and on the tip of your tongue is, well, okay, why don't you tell me how? 450 shows, you get it? Now, some of you, sorry, you already know this. But those of you who are new, okay, get it straight. There are 450 shows and all of them are conceptual. And if you take them in and you move with them, you can do miracles. I have people who have done miracles with their health. Miracles. I have people who were very, very sick, who didn't function, who had no life. No life, no nothing. And they turned it around. And some of them did it without me, other than the shows, which is astounding to me. So don't kid yourself. These shows pack a punch, but when I mentioned something like changing the bone marrow from yellow to red, and you want, well, how do I do that? You don't get it. And that's okay. No disrespect intended. But when I go, you don't get it, I mean, don't be a dope. Nothing worth learning do you learn that way. So why would you reduce it to that? Where's the video on it? And now let's take a station break for Ben Franklin, Picture 7. After I told you that a penny saved is a penny earned, you're going to blow $100 on that made in China crap? I think you were all born in Nigeria. I don't exactly know what the Nigeria line means. But it's pretty funny. Yeah, no, made in China, man, it's crap. You know, made in Japan, right? The Japanese, we could trust. The Chinese suck. They produce shit. Or at least what they produce that they send to us is shit. Different people. You talk to people that do business internationally, it's like dealing with the Chinese and Japanese is like night and day. Everyone will tell you, at least traditionally, the Japanese keep their word, the Chinese don't. Across the board, you never hear anybody, I mean, there's always one person, but by and large, that's what they say. It's been my experience too. Another concept you got to get into your head. Rainbow, what picture number was that? Picture 11. There. See where that rainbow is? Go stand in that. That's somewhere. That's somewhere. In other words, where that rainbow begins, you can stand in that. Do that. I have. As I said on the show, I was trying to get to where the water was. I was trying to get, I should have put pictures of that rainbow. I have them on my phone. But I couldn't have gotten in where that rainbow intersected into the ocean water. I could not have gotten. It was too far out. But I wanted at least to be in the water closer to that rainbow, and I couldn't. Because if you remember, if you're listening to this and you're down in Orange County, you probably didn't know because you don't go in the water. But if you did, surfers, you knew. Around the 27th, 28th, I think it was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So the day before Thanksgiving, some sewage main broke and we dumped a million plus gallons into the water. So I couldn't go in. My point is, be in that rainbow. and then train your body to a state of receptivity where you can absorb those frequencies and wavelengths. That's what you do. That's what the swamis do. That's why they're so skinny. At least when they're in that phase, they're skinny. Later on, they get fat, you know, because it's like what they do. Once you learn how to ride the bike, it doesn't matter anymore. They stop training. But in their training, they're all skin and bone. So look at this. Look at this picture here we're painting. If you look at these pictures as a totality, what we're basically saying is you've got these high centers. Pineal. Picture 24. Picture 15. You've got these high centers, when stimulated, capable of leading you through a pathway to materialize your dream. That's been put inside us. It's built into these anatomies. And to constantly infuse it with life, because it may take you 100 years, 80 years. In other words, to make sure you live long enough to make your dream come true, we give you stem cells. That's the top of it. Then on the other end is our relentless, consistent, ingenious capacity to fuck it all up. Clenching. Asymmetrical bites. Narrowed palates. Head trauma. And that's what you got to understand. All that anterior head carriage, the rest of it. Finally, when you lose your head, you lose the potential to make your dream come true. That is what my show, my school, my practice, my devotion in my own life is about. I got about 75-80% done. Nobody's got this shit down like me. Nobody. Nobody. I got to ice the cake now. Help me ice the cake. I have people that have done this. You do it. You do it. I don't have any large mass movement of it. You do it. All right, if you're listening to the show and you're out of state, I'm going to be putting a newsletter out pretty soon. Jeevishwari is. And I want 15 or 20 people. You're going to find $50 a week. If you can't find it, I get it. But sorry. $200 a month. Once a month, I'm doing a webinar. The technology is such that I'll be talking to all 15 or 20 of you. And I'm going to move the ball. You're going to give me the data, who you are, all the sorts of questions. And we're going to start. And I'm going to give you stuff to do, and you're going to do it. But what you're not going to do is decide how this game is played. In other words, you're not going to say, hi, my name's Jack. My concern is low back pain. And I did the flushes, and I'm stretching a little bit, but my back pain is worse. You're not going to do that. I'm going to say, Jack, don't come back. The Jack I want is the Jack that says, I did the flushes and they made me nauseous. What does that mean? And then I explain it to Jack and I explain it to the class and I do videos on it, which is part of what you get when you're in the class. And collectively, we create a symposium between 15 or 20 good people. I want 15 to 20 good men and women to move the ball. And I know you're out there. There's probably one in Orange County, but I got the whole globe to choose from. I want you to make sure, and I'll help you, but I won't convince you. You either get it or you don't. I want you to simply feed your health. Feed your health. Keep feeding your health. Don't break it down with all sorts of crap. I got a tumor, and, you know, I've been doing these flushes a while, but my tumor's bigger. You don't do that. The only question you ask is, how can I do what I'm doing better? How can I do more of it? How can I feed my health in a more efficacious way? Believe me, guys, there's volumes of information that I can give you if you give me the right questions and the right concerns, and you will move the ball. I'm probably going to have some people in this class that have already done it, and I'm going to depend on them during the webinars to make testimony. And they're going to tell you, Dr. Medici's a genius, but he didn't do what I did. And I'm going to say, Dr. Medici's, he knows his stuff. I wouldn't say genius. I'd say he knows his stuff. And then I'd say to them in front of you, you guys worked your ass off and you got your return. And that's the way it works. And if we could have done it faster, all we had to do is get you out of your big fat head and you would have done it faster. And that's really what this class I'm putting together is going to be about. Okay, that's the show. That's more insight. I'll be doing a full hour or even more until further notice, at least till September. God bless you. I say that in all sincerity. I know you're enjoying the shows if you're listening to this. And we'll keep them coming. I'm available if you need to do person-to-person Skypes. If you're out of state. No, if you're in state, if you're down here in Southern California, you come to my school. I'm not doing webinars with you when you can come. Every 6 weeks to get here for 7-8 hours on a Sunday, that's not too much devotion. So you can do that. I'm not having you do the webinars. The webinars are for people who are out of state with the right attitude. Okay, maybe Northern California, but not down here in Southern Cal. I don't want to do it that way. And we'll leave it at that, okay? All right, we'll see you next week. Ciao.